BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls on the Giants. 888-808-1019. There's still some layers I want to get into with that. But, BT, the Jets played yesterday at 1. I told you over the weekend, or actually on Friday going into the weekend, I was doing a show yesterday that I would, in fact, be more entertaining than the Jets. And, again, I was proven correct about this team. They find ways to continue to break your heart just when you think it's really over and it can't get any worse. They sink to a new low.
They're an abject failure. And listen, I think that this version of the Jets, and this is saying something about the Jets, I think it's the biggest failure in the history of New York sports, honestly.
This year in general?
This version is the greatest failure, the most colossal failure in the history of New York sports. When you incorporate expectation and you know, roster finances and all the things that led to, and obviously it was misplaced, hope about this team, I don't know anything, and I thought about this all night, and I hit it on the pod a little bit. I was thinking about this on the way in. Like, there's nothing that comes close. Man, maybe a few Met teams spending some money, some odd combinations here and there, but just A to Z, an absolute disaster. And I heard you, I was coming back from my daughter's soccer game. I was texting you. Good job yesterday doing some work on the Fan. And I heard your first two segments, and I texted you, and I heard you reference the Connor Hughes report.
Yes.
About how basically Aaron Rodgers only wants to come back if there is consistency, meaning he's not down for change. Who in the world does this guy think he is? You got no option, buddy. We don't want you back. You cannot throw anymore. Nobody follows your lead. It's not all his fault. I'm not going to make this just about Aaron Rodgers. I'm not even going to rant and rave anymore. But here's what's going to happen, or at least here's what should happen. Joe Douglas, gone. Ulbrich, gone. Everybody else, gone. I would investigate trading Soft Gardner. If somebody knocks my socks off with an offer for Garrett Wilson, I'm open to that. If somebody does the same for Breece Hall, I'm amenable to that. And I take a quarterback and I move on. It is over. The third version, the third iteration will not be better. It will be worse. It's done.
See, I still would want Rodgers back.
Why?
It had to be the right circuit because I believe he could give them the best chance to win games.
He can't throw the ball down past 10 yards.
It was fine yesterday.
He averaged 5.5 yards a pop.
You know, how many?
460 yards.
If we're talking about their win-loss record, to me, it goes on the defense. That overrated, pathetic excuse for a defense, which I've been yelling about for 2 years that it's overrated. They can give me all the stats that they want. It's not very good. And again, it costs them the game. Whether you allow the Patriots to drive down the length of the field with their backup, whether you allow the Colts to do it, it's just pathetic. So I'm not blaming Rodgers. Now, I understand why you would in some degree. Certainly not the same. But next year, looking at the quarterback position, I don't believe they will be able to get somebody that's going to be better to help them win games then. However, with that being said, and I said this yesterday, like, Rodgers isn't dictating anything. He never should have in the first place, but he's certainly not doing that next year. So Rodgers could say, well, I'm only coming back if there's continuity and consistency, meaning with Joe Douglas and Ulbrich. No, dude. If you want to play again, you have no say in the matter.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm the Jets, I clean house and bring in the new head coach, a legitimate one. Let's just say, hypothetically, John Gruden, because to me, it needs to be somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I let Gruden do the evaluating. And if he thinks that Rodgers needs to go or Rodgers isn't happy, then see ya. But if I want to win football games, I'm trying to get Gruden and Rodgers to just at least have 1 year. This team really needs a coach. There's enough talent there to where they should be far better than what their record says. I know everybody is sick of it and doesn't want to hear that, but that's the reality. They didn't have a coach with Saleh, and then they fired the one semblance of a coach they did have for a guy who's just in way over his head. Ulbrich is nowhere near a head coach. With a real coach, this team can be a playoff team. I really firmly believe that. But are you willing to do it for a third year? I can understand why you wouldn't. I would want to do both, meaning bring in people that I believe can help this future and also maybe make the most of what's here now.
You know, it's funny. I would partly agree with that. I said so later last week on the show, where I would at least on some level be open. I would be personally myself, even though I said last week that I want to move on from Rodgers, and I'm saying the same thing again now. I left the door slightly ajar. If it's a Gruden, if it's a Vrabel, if it's a Belichick pipe dream, a veteran coach like that, and they said, okay, I think I can win with this guy, tweak some things on defense, tighten up the O-line. I want to roll with this guy. Here's the problem, though. I'm not even open to that anymore. I don't want him back under any circumstance. Because if it is a veteran coach, right, he's coming in with his own system. So you're going to have Rodgers. Like, the thing about Rodgers that was appealing was, number one, his arm talent when they first got him.
Yeah.
The Jets quarterbacks always stink. But also, a real familiarity with the playbook that he would help Zach, and obviously you bring in some of the pieces that he had in Green Bay, and the transition smooth, Jets defense, you win games. You bring in a different coach, it's going to be a completely different playbook. So why in the world am I going to wait? I'm not even sure if Aaron Rodgers can. We say, oh, wow, he's got some arm still. Does he really? Everything is a check down. He throws the ball. I mean, he doesn't throw the ball down the field. When he does, he misses by a mile. The miscommunication, it is insane. I have watched these Jets forever, and listen, there's been so many worse quarterbacks, but man, even the worst ones, I'll take Bubby Brister, the worst one, man.
Buddy.
I don't think I've ever seen so many times where the quarterback's looking like, dude, why'd you run that route? Or the receiver's like, what happened? You know, the receiver thinks it's short, Rodgers throws it deep. The receiver thinks it's deep, Rodgers throws it short. Sure, he thinks it's a little, you know, over the in cut. Nobody's on the same page. So that has not worked out. Goodbye, Rodgers. It's over. I don't care who is coaching this team. I'm out. I don't want him.
BT and Sal.
Can't play anymore the way he used to.
Let's get back to your calls. Ray is in Babylon. What's up, Ray?
Guys, I called last week. I was the guy with the free tickets, and I went yesterday.
How was your experience at MetLife?
Did you have a good time, Ray?
Listen. I'm going to confess I spent money in the stadium. Okay,
I knew you would.
Now, you were right, BT, but yep. Here, you know why I did? I'm going to tell you why. It's entertainment, okay? It's a tragedy. It's a Greek tragedy, these Jets. You bring in, you know, your Trojan horse of Aaron Rodgers, and he built up such hope. And it didn't happen. I'm going to tell you why Aaron Rodgers has lost complete control, if any, over this team. It's very simple. When they were when it was 4th and 2,
yep.
And they had and they were leading that game, and they had the opportunity to go for it. Go for it, dude.
That's what I said.
I would rather see.
He wanted to go for it.
He did, and yep. He was overruled. He didn't make the call, and you caught that in the post game. And here's the thing. This defense was getting shredded the entire game. Sauce Gardner is a non-factor, okay? He's irrelevant. Actually, I should say the entire defense is irrelevant. Why in God's name would you want to kick the ball off and give the ball to the Colts on the 30 instead of letting them fight back from like the 10?
Yeah,
we
if
had
you don't
an
make
opportunity.
It. I know.
That's right.
Sorry, Ray.
They are so ass backwards. It is ridiculous, man. You talk about the Giants fans throwing their and the Giants throwing their fans a bone with the veto. Mm. How about you throw the Jets fans a bone? I mean, just go for it. Shove it down. You can't get 2 yards. I mean, this team.
Well,
the problem is they can't.
I mean, they don't run the ball well. Now, live time, I got to be honest with you. I was not. Like, I understood why Rodgers wanted to go for it.
Yep.
I respected the fact that Oberg stood strong and said, I'm not going for it just because Aaron says so. Kick the field goal here.
Okay, I understand that as well. And Oberg, who in his mind is coaching for a job, and if he goes for it and then they lose, it's, you know, football 101 coach. How do you not take the 3? Right. I get it. But, you know, there's just, you have to, when you have the defense, I can't believe we're saying this because the defense really does stink. But when you have the defense that the Jets have, you've got to preemptively coach around that.
I know.
You've got to anticipate that they're not going to stop this kid.
Right. Here's the problem. They don't have a good run game, so that's not a threat on the short yardage situation. You saw that earlier in the game where they couldn't move the football.
Yeah, and other weeks when it's 4th and 2 and they do tosses backwards 5 yards.
Correct. And their defense isn't any good.
Yep.
So they were in a rock and a hard place. The right move would say kick the field goal, let them have to go the length of the field against our defense. Unfortunately, the defense isn't any good. Then you could say, okay, well, the other move is be aggressive, don't leave it up to your defense, go for it, but with their offensive line, the way that they play, like, did you really think they were getting a 4th and 2? They weren't going to convert that anyway.
I didn't. Especially Rodgers, no threat to run. Even if it's 4th and 1, he's not going to go off tackle or go off center and try to ride it for yardage. He's never really been that guy like Brady would always do.
Shouldn't have been that close anyway. The touchdown drive before that by the Colts. Like, what are we doing here?
I tell you, can I be totally honest with you, man? So I'm watching the game. What a massive sandwich I had, too. Ah, oh, best part of the day. Well, the best part was my daughter's soccer game.
Okay.
But
you get a win?
They did win. She had a couple of goals. She had her, whatever. Okay. Nobody cares, but I do.
Yeah.
Hammered a few homes. So anyway, that's when I was listening to you on the way back. So I had a massive roast. I mean, extra thin, extra mozzarella, a little pesto. It was massive.
Now you're talking.
Huge, right? Ginger ale, the chips, money. Mm. Watching the Johnny's,
what
obviously
kind of
going back and forth. Oil and vinegar.
Solid
Sunday pull right there. And first drive, nothing. Second drive, nothing. Third drive. I swear to God, this is what the Jets do to your mind. I was actually rooting. I'm like, can we set a record for futility? I'm like, I almost wanted to see it get so bad. I didn't want to see them get a first down. Yeah. Oh, we're five straight possessions without a first down? Oh, make it six. Oh, if you make it six, keep going. Go for seven. Like, they actually make you root to make history in the wrong way. And I know that I was not alone there. I'm like, if it's going to be this kind of a day, just do nothing. Get no first downs.
They actually did make some history, Hoff is telling me. What do you got there, Hoff? Samini had a tweet. I forget what it was. You have it up?
This is an interesting one.
Yeah, yesterday was the first time in Jets history.
Jets history?
Yes. Mm. That they lost a game in which they scored 25-plus points. By the way, they were the last team in the NFL to score 25-plus points.
I know.
But 25-plus points, had less than 15 penalty yards, and committed zero turnovers.
Yeah. And you know why I wasn't rooting against them, as you would say last year, like to bleed out? Because we both picked them on Friday.
We did.
And like an idiot yesterday, I bet them money line. Just to win.
In
like a parlay.
I got you.
All right, let's get one more call in before we break. Thomas is in Hackenstown. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
Not much. Listen, I just want to say, as a fan perspective of the Giants, this DeVito thing is refreshing. It gets a little buzz. And he deserved the shot because he won the games last year. I went to the Giant-Patriot game last year. Mm. You know, the one where they say... they missed out on Jalen Daniels. But that game, as a fan perspective, was the most fun in probably 3-4 years. And that's it.
And it was an awful game. Sorry, BT.
It's all good, Sal. But, Tom, that evaporates fast. I get it. And, you know, I'm not telling you how to process it. I've told Sal, I've been very honest with you. I wanted to win yesterday from the Jets' perspective, but now it's officially, I hope they lose every game.
Right.
Like, when I switch, I commit all to big picture. I really do. I think you have to.
I know.
You know, but, like, I get it. Like, that temporary respite from the pain, it's enjoyable. You leave the stadium, you're a little puffed. We finally won a game, and you don't want to walk around and work like a loser all the time. But same thing with the Jets beating the Patriots up in New England in the snow. Hey, we finally ended the skid. Yay, we finally beat Belichick. Okay, well, where'd it get you? It got you 2 or 3 spots lower in the draft, and it got you nowhere in terms of momentum for this season. So I get the juggle, but and maybe it's a little different because of Tommy's from here, and I love that stuff. I get into that more than Sal. I do.
Yeah, I don't care where he's from.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't hide from that. Like Volpe from Del Barton, obviously Tommy from Cedar Grove. Like, I'm into those stories. I think it's great. But outside of that, there's really nothing to gravitate to. It's just pathetic.